Melbourne hung her lantern on a branch. Not wanting to sit down in the mist, she stood alongside Criculus.
Well, where do you think Brockhall is? I know we're somewhere in the area.
The shrew shrugged at her whispered inquiry.
Could be anywhere in a wide circle from here. I haven't a clue. I wish those Dibbons could have remembered the way.
Slits of moonlight penetrated the trees, slivers of pale silver against the gloomy night. They stood wordless, each wishing they were back in the comfort of Redwall's gatehouse. Though it was not cold, their dew-laden cloaks felt clammy, clinging against them. Malbon removed hers first, with Criculus following suit. A sound came from the grass nearby. Criculus whipped his head around in its direction.
What was that?
It was not an actual noise, more of a slight wet swish. The ancient shrew thought he saw some ferns tremble in the moonlit shaft. Then another sound was heard, from the opposite direction of the first one. Malbon held up her lantern, paws a tremble, as she peered into the blackness. Her voice took on a strained, panicky edge.
There's another sound, like something moving through the grass towards us.
Then they smelt the odour, musty and bittersweet. It grew stronger. The grass swished in both directions. Then it swished behind them, getting closer. Criculus's voice was tight with terror. He swallowed hard.
That sound, the smell. We're being hunted by some beast we can't see.
Malbon felt every hair on her body standing up. The sound and the vile, powerful smell were almost upon them. Her voice was little more than a petrified squeak.
There's more than one of them here!
Dropping lanterns and cloaks from nerveless paws, the two ran headlong into the pitch-black woodlands, away from whatever was seeking them as prey. Blundering, bumbling, tripping, stumbling, crashing through ferns and nettle beds, stubbing footpaws on roots, they raced. Mist swirled about them, their habits ripping and tearing on tree branches that seemed to be grabbing at them as they passed. They plunged onward, heedless of any direction, save that in which the unknown peril lurked. They splashed through a small stream and raced through a bog, so fast that they hardly sank enough to impede their wild charge. Criculus grabbed the cord girdle on his friend's habit as they fled across a clearing and into a pine grove. Overcome by fright, Malbon turned her head to see what was holding onto her. Still running, she slammed side on into the trunk of a thick fir. There was a sudden stab of pain as a broken branch stub pierced her cheek. Then she fell down senseless. The ancient shrew collapsed by her side, his hoarse, rasping breath sounds mingling with those of his companion. He scrabbled around in the dark, with the clean scent of pine needles banishing the musty odour from his nostrils. His paw struck Malbon's face. He felt the broken branch splinter sticking from it, and the sticky wetness, which he knew to be blood, upon his paw.
Malbon, are you all right? You're not hurt, are you? Speak to me. Say something, Malbon. Oh, please, say something.
There was no sound from her. Criculus tried hard to get a grip of himself, moving along until he had his friend's head resting in his lap. They were not being followed. He sensed that they were out of danger, but they were lost. Malbon was breathing heavily, still lying senseless. The wood had gone deep into her cheek. He set his teeth round the broken fir twig and tugged it free. Spitting it out, he tried to compose his nerves by speaking aloud.
There's no real harm done, mate. Though a bit further up, and you might have lost an eye.
The thought of such an injury, combined with the memory of swishing grass and musty odours, suddenly sent the old shrew into a violent paroxysm of shivering and shuddering. His teeth clattered like castanets, and his entire body shook uncontrollably. He sat there alone in the night, trembling and nursing Malbon's head in his lap, weeping.
Didn't want to come. Good thing I did. Couldn't leave you on your own, old friend. Hope some beast finds the main gate unlocked. I only jammed it shut with that stupid bonnet. Oh, say something, Malbon. Say something. Don't leave me alone here like this.